Welcome to episode 86, How to Make a Killer Video Profile. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today I want to talk to you about making a video profile. I want to talk to you about the importance of it, how to make a killer one, how to get it found, why to have one, and exactly what I mean by a killer video profile. So let's just start right here. Video is the first meeting. It is the first impression. It is the curb appeal. It is all the things we don't think of it as. We just think of it as a video representation of ourselves, which it is. But in the modern day world, not just COVID related, but with everything that goes on with the internet nowadays, video is the first meeting. So how do I make this first meeting smooth? How do I look the way I want to look? How do I transact with people I do not know? These are questions that are answered during this podcast that are going to ultimately help you create a better video profile so you can help yourself get those clients that you got off the internet that you've never met yet comfortable with the idea of working with somebody on a multi-hundred-thousand, if not multi-million-dollar transaction for the first time, even though they've never met. So first off, let's talk about that aspect of it. Whether you call them e-leads, you call them cold leads, you call them cold calling, no matter how you call a lead, no matter who these people are, it could be contacts, we could be talking networking, it doesn't matter, people. They are going online and vetting you. What does this mean? They're checking your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Zillow, your whatever profiles you have. The question you have to ask yourself is, what are they seeing there? What is the brand image that they are seeing there? Are they seeing the professional that you try to represent yourself as? Are they seeing the hockey player you might try to represent yourself as? Are they seeing what you say you are right there? Because if they're not, this is one of the first times they're going to say, I haven't met this person ever. I don't know who they are, but they seem a lot like a scam artist because when I talk to them on the phone, what I'm seeing here, it's not the same. So the video profile is a great way to control this. We want to make sure that this is our frontline piece of information, that we take snippets from it and inject it. So 15-second, 20-second clips into the story. We want to use this video profile inside, outside, upside down so that it's absolutely everywhere so people see it. This should be our cover video on our YouTube channel. This should be on our profile on our website for our real estate company. This should be on our Zillow profile. This should be everywhere. Because remember, the first thing people do who don't know you, or even some people that do know you, do when they get home or they get in their car is they jump on the machine, whether it be their phone or computer, they type the name in and they see what comes up. So this video profile, again, is the first meeting. So be full of energy, be full of awareness, be ready. Remember, it is about you, so it's really not that hard to do. So now let's talk about what does it mean, your brand? Well, far too often, people just think, okay, I want to do a video profile, so I'm going to be like Ryan Serhant, or I'm going to do a video profile, so I need to be like Josh Altman, or I'm going to do a video profile, and I need to be like this idol person that I've seen before. No, that's not what I'm saying whatsoever. Yes, we want to use high-quality images. Yes, we want to use high-quality video, high-quality sound. Yes, we want to do a great job with it. But your brand is you. If you're the cat lady that happens to sell real estate and you're surrounded by cats, your video profile better say everything about you being a cat lady because you want to attract the customer that is most like you. One of the things that's far too often done in branding and marketing is people trying to say, well, you know, everyone's my potential customer. Yes, everyone can be your potential customer, but when you're spending marketing dollars, when you're actually putting a budget out there and you're trying to make plans of how you want to spend it, you want to spend the money where it's going to get you the best results, otherwise known as return on investment. So when we're creating this video profile, yeah, we could say, I love everyone in the world. I'm for everyone in the world. I'm a luxury agent. I'm a low dollar agent. I'm a flipper. I'm a flopper. You know, whatever you want to say, but that's not going to create what you want. And if your brand image is not clear, you can end up attracting the wrong people. And what does this mean? You can end up by showing the wrong video, maybe attract a bunch of people who want a discount broker. And you're not a discount broker, you're a luxury broker. Or maybe you attract only luxury clients and your normal clients are like, I don't really want to bother my agent with this pathetically cheap house. They do $1 million deals all day long. Look at their videos. I mean, they're always doing killer deals. That's the problem. You might be setting out a message that's not clear to your brand because you think that that's your way to leverage up or ratchet up I'm going to suggest ratchet up the quality level of what you do, ratchet up the quality of your messaging, and then as your sales increase and that's your desire to go luxury or high-end, then do it. But don't just think, I want to go high-end because there's more money made there. I hate to break it to you, but there's towns where there's people doing 100, 200 deals in a multi-$100,000 transaction, and then there's towns where there are multi-$1 million homes going at the rate of, you know, one or two a month. Well, you better be damn sure you're an unbelievable agent if you're in a scarce luxury market and you only focus on luxury. You better make sure you're in front of every single possible client, because far too often people say, I want to be luxury and do these things, because they think the paycheck's bigger, but the reality is it's not their book of business, it's not who they know, it's not anything of what they do, and they have no real break into that marketplace. You're not going to advertise to people heavy enough to change them over in a second. So you need to work your way in at the edges. You need to take on what you can, and you need to do the transactions you can, but you also need to make sure that you're clear to where you are. And if you are going straight luxury, great, do it. Go all the way in. Make sure you get yourself where you need to be. And there are plenty of people in the cities where there's a lot. There's plenty of people in certain towns that have it. But be clear to what you're trying to do. And then be clean and clear with your message. So I said be clear about what your brand is, but be clear about your messaging as well, as far as, are you asking people to buy and sell homes with you? Are you asking people to ask you for staging? Like, are you saying you're a staging expert? Are you saying you're a foreclosure expert? Are you saying you do multifamily more often, whatever it be, make sure that's clear in your message, because you don't want people who do exactly what you want to do to not know you do that. And this video profile is a way, again, to just bring a person up to speed with who you are and what you're going to be doing and how you do it. So this is a really nice thing. Now let's talk about what the content should actually be inside. So it definitely should talk about you. It definitely should go over your life. It also should show you doing some of the things you enjoy. And it should be not just one continuous video, but it should change scenes, change angles, and change different lighting and things like that. Possibly outfit changes, and just to show you as a full-rounded person. So I've taught in the past, and I'm not going to teach the whole entire thing here now, but the Ford method, or FROG, some people also call it, but family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. If you don't know what this means, then I highly suggest you go back to that episode. It was a great episode where I went over all this information and then some. But family, occupation, recreation, and dreams, these are things that we hook with other people. These are connective things. These are things that are going to connect us when talking in conversation, but they're also going to connect us with other people. So if you have children, it's great to put them into your video profile. You could put in your parents. You could put in whoever. I saw one recently where the person's parents were talking about remembering them getting into real estate. So there's your family right there. Occupation, obviously, we're doing a video profile for real estate, so you better know what you do, how you do it, when you do it, why you do it about real estate. You 100% need to make sure you inject that in, but only at a tolerable dose. I'd say 80% of your profile should be everything but real estate, and 20% of it should be real estate, okay? Next, recreation. What do you do for fun? Are you a hiker, a kayaker, a biker, a meditator? Are you a yogi? Are you a person who likes to read books? Are you a person who likes to just sit by the ocean? Talk about that and depict it into your video profile, because you're going to find other people who end up just like you that want the exact same things as you do and like doing the same things. So this is a great place. Recreation is an awesome place. And then dreams. Dreams are good to have. And, you know, you can talk about your dreams in your video profile. You could say, when I was a kid, I dreamed of being a luxury real estate agent, and here I am today. Or you could talk about your dreams in the future of why you do real estate, because it gives you the freedom and ability to travel. You can talk all about what you dream to do, because you're going to find, again, a lot of people are going to have similar dreams to you, which means you're going to have more connective to your relationship, more stickiness, more tackiness, more hang on. They're not just a person there to buy a house from an e-lead. They're not just a person there to buy a house from a referral. They're not just someone who met you at a networking event. They're a friend. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to build an image where that person feels like they know you. Like, oh, hey, what's going on, Sean? How you doing? I saw your video the other day. It was great. I didn't even know you had a daughter and all these other things. I don't, but, you know, these are the things that come up so that people understand who we are. So now I've talked a lot so far. I mean, I've already talked for 10 minutes here, and I'm going to tell you, video profile, short and sweet. Max, I would say 2 minutes, 30 seconds. You go over that, you probably lost your audience. Minimum, I'd say I'd give it a minute and 30 seconds. Because if you're just going like this and you're talking as fast as you can possibly talk, and then you're going through your profile and nobody knows what you're saying because you're just talking about yourself as fast as you possibly can talk, they're not going to keep up. So you want to inject some ideas at the beginning, reflect on those exact ideas, and then talk at a speed that people can keep up with you and also feel like they understand what you're saying. And talk with passion. Do not talk with a monotone voice and, "I am Sean Maloney. This is my profile. We cannot act like this because it is very boring to listen to." So we need to make sure when we talk, we raise our voice. We get excited about things. We talk fast. We talk slow. We get really, "Ooh, I'm angry." Whatever it is, just make sure you depict some energy through so the person can feel you. You know when you watch a video and you get the feels. You want the feels from your profile. You want to feel like, "I know that person," or "I trust that person," or "I want that person to work with me or for me," or however you're trying to do. And remember, you are you, so own it. Be the best you. People see you every day, all day. If you don't like what you see in your video profile, then here, I'm calling you out. Change it. But you can't change your video profile. So change you, and then do a new one when you change you. And show everybody the changes you've made and talk about how you made those changes. Do not sit behind the computer and judge yourself. That is so wrong to do to yourself. You're so much better than that. You do not deserve that. I guarantee you your own harshest critic is yourself, and I guarantee you everyone else respects you. So fully own it and embrace yourself. This is your time to shine. Remember, you can get going by doing things like Instagram stories and other things that delete themselves after 24 hours. Get in the practice. Get in the practice of making videos and owning who you are. Be comfortable in yourself, and if you don't like what you see, again, take positive steps to change. Don't take negative actions to self-hate, self-doubt, and the inability to move forward because you're worried. Guess what? People see you all day long walking in the world. This is the time where you get to be a movie star. You get to choose the scene you liked best. You get to choose the outfit you're wearing. You get to choose the way you do your makeup, the way you do your hair, if your fingernails are cut, if you're sweating or not. You get to choose that because this is a video. This is not real life. So get out there and own it. And make sure, last but not least, there's a call to action. Make sure to tell people when you're thinking of buying and selling a piece of real estate, give me a call. Whatever it be, try to put it in their class. Don't just say, "Hey, everybody, this is Sean Maloney. When you want to buy or sell, buy from me. I buy for the least money and I sell for the most." That's boring. Create a sexiness to it. Create an appeal to it. Bring it into the profile so people feel like, "Wow, I really, really need to work with that guy, Sean Patrick Maloney, because he knows what he's talking about when it comes to XYZ, whatever the message was, insert here." That's what we need them to feel. Guys, I hope this helps you take your profile to the absolute level of killer video profiles. I appreciate all you listening. Make sure to tell your friends and family about it. Make sure, if you haven't yet already, subscribe to this podcast. Get into the Facebook group. Make sure to check out the newsletter. Jump on the website. We put out a lot of great content for free here, and I want to continue the flow. Thank you guys so much, and have a great day.